Hello and welcome to On The Couch with Steve, a podcast where we help you navigate the often complex world of buying and selling real estate here in the Ipswich real estate market. I'm Steve Athanades. I'm the owner of NG Real Estate here in Ipswich. Today, we're going to be discussing the market wrap for March 2024. I'm joined by a great friend of the show, Kira College.
Hello.
From River 949. How are you, Kira?
I'm great.
Thanks for joining us. So obviously, we'll may as well just jump straight into it. We wanted to talk about what happened in the Ipswich real estate market in March. So you've got some questions for me?
I certainly do. So Ipswich market in the buying and selling world, how's the Ipswich market actually looking as an overall before we start to talk about NGU?
Okay, overall, the market's still really strong. Consistently, we've talked about a really strong buyer supply that hasn't changed. So there is a really good supply of buyers and a lot of people who are wanting to buy Ipswich real estate. The one problem that we consistently have is we don't have enough stock. So that doesn't just apply to us at NG Real Estate. If you talk to any agents, they would tell you the same thing. Listings are hard to come by. We're all being forced to fight and to compete for the properties that are coming to market. And then conversely, the buyers are being forced to fight and compete when they eventually do come to market, because there is really an undersupply of houses in the market today.
Yeah, and it's not just established homes, it's new homes as well.
Yeah, it's across the board. So every style of property is in vogue. Every style of property is popular. So whether it be, you know, the cheaper end of the scale, units, townhouses, which traditionally haven't always been strong in our market, highly sought after, duplexes, dual keys, which are different. Dual keys are two properties but one title. A duplex is two properties, two titles. Yep. And then obviously you come into houses. They start from obviously the cheaper end of the market, which would be anything sub 400 is considered cheap.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be something, it would be at least 50, 60 years old, maybe more, possibly fibro, possibly timber, possibly in poor condition, possibly flooded. They're sub 400. They need to be, they're not going to be amazing homes by anyone's standards, but they're entry level.
Yeah.
All right. So then you go from there to obviously first homes. Obviously you step into slightly higher price points, different suburbs, some of the better suburbs. They move from quickly from the fours through to the fives and the sixes.
Yeah.
Then you get into some of the more, I guess, prestige areas, sevens, eights, nines, and if you want the top end, it's anywhere between a million. We did sell something in March for $2 million. Here in Ipswich. So amazing home. I can't say too much about it. It's under contract, but an amazing home with subdivision potential.
Right, okay.
But under contract, $2 million.
That's incredible, Steve.
It is. Absolutely. It's really good. The owner's very happy about it.
I would be too.
And so am I, just quietly. I'm very, very happy about the whole thing. But yes.
So talk to me about NGU's results for the month of March.
Yeah, okay. So as you know, we've got an award-winning team of agents.
Yes.
We've got about 15, 16 agents in total. We listed for the month 52 Ipswich homes for sale. So just under two a day.
Wow.
Okay. Better news, we sold 56 Ipswich homes. So again, just slightly under two a day. For everyone at home, that equates to just over $38 million worth of Ipswich real estate sold by NG Real Estate in the month of March.
That's incredible. So some very happy sellers and some very happy buyers in Ipswich, thanks to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we did see is we saw probably a disproportionately large a number of homes that sold in high price points.
Right.
So the top end of our real estate market here in Ipswich continues to be extremely strong.
Mm.
Okay. So we're seeing, like, when I first started selling real estate here in Ipswich, this is going back 26 years ago. Do you mean, like, I was selling houses and land at in Leichhardt for like 32 $300,000 for the house and the land.
Oh my goodness.
So like they were ex-housing commission, defence housing, basic, you know, post-war homes. Yeah. You could buy one for like about $32,000.
And what are we talking about? That style of home, post-war home?
That same style of home now, 26 years later, average one would be somewhere in the 450 range for the same house. Was 32. 26 years later, its average one is around 450. We are seeing them in the fives, okay, which is really unusual. Low, sometimes mid fives if it's really nice.
Yeah.
But prices have gone crazy compared to what they were. And even what they were, even just two and a half, three years ago, some of these houses were, basically 240, 260. So some of these properties have doubled in the last 2.5 years.
That's absolutely astounding.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So it's an unusual market in terms of the fact that it is so strong.
Yeah.
Top end. So going back to those days, and even probably 3 years ago, very rare to sell a house for $1 million.
Yeah.
Very rare. Now we would sell a house for $1 million. We would probably sell anywhere between 4 and 6 a month that are $1 million plus. So it's much more than people would think. So a lot of our homes here in Ipswich, when you look at some of our, especially our acreage areas, Deeming Heights, we just sold one in there for $1,375,000. Out at Pine Mountain, low $1 million. Carolee, Chuar, consistently a lot of homes in the 1.3 to 1.6. I just sold one at 43 Diamantina for $1.5 million. So there's a lot of properties that are selling for really, you know, what we would consider from historical past, really high prices.
Yeah, very
really high prices. And there is actually no shortage of buyers. And a lot of these properties, the one I sold for $1.5 million, was under contract within 10 days. So it's not like, even though it's right at the top end of the market, that you think it's going to sit around for months and months and months.
Yeah.
Under contract on a cash unconditional basis within 10 days.
Wow.
Yeah. So the lady who bought that property had a property at Tweed Heads. She was relocating.
Mm-hmm.
Her contract was cash unconditional. She placed a cash unconditional contract on the property at Carolee. Yeah. So much more common than people would think.
Well, there you go. And see, that actually leads me to my next question, which is time spent on market. What's that sort of looking like? Are we still staying consistent?
Look, the figures sometimes probably belie the truth, because days on market probably averages around probably 50.
Mm.
But you'll get some properties that'll stay on the market for months and months and months. But even what I would say, even in the listing presentation here in Ipswich, and we obviously do them all day, every day, is that 85% of everything we sell sells within 7 to 14 days. So
that's great.
So if we bring it to market, we're always shooting for a premium price for all of our clients. But generally speaking, 85% of everything we bring to market will be under contract within 14 days of listing.
That's great.
It is really good.
And if you're looking to then go out and find a new property like the lady from Tweed Heads, that's really important, because you need to be able to move on with what's next.
Correct. And obviously the hard thing for some of these people is that we've got a lot of people who are looking for to move, right? Whether they're moving into the area, whether they're moving sideways or up or down, but they're in a position where they want to sell, but they're not selling because they can't find the next property.
Yeah.
And that comes back to those stock levels that we talked about before, is there's a definite desire for people to move, but if they can't find what they want, they just sit tight.
Yes, very much.
Because they've got no choice. You got to live somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, if they can't find what they want, they just do nothing and sit. So it still makes it hard, because then in the event that something comes up that they like, if they're not on the market, they're not photo ready or have had photos taken and just ready to pull the trigger, by the time they get themselves ready to come to market, that property's already sold.
Oh.
So the one that they wanted is gone.
Yeah.
So then we go back into rest mode where we're thinking, okay, well, we'll wait for something else. Something else will come up. But again, if you're not ready to pounce the second they come to market, you're probably going to miss.
Yeah, because we're talking about that 7 to 14 day.
Correct. So you don't have time. You don't have time to think, oh, I'll think about it. And, oh, we've just got a few jobs to do at home. We've got to paint the back steps and we've got a few other things. By the time you do those things, the house is already under contract.
Yeah.
So if you're serious about buying a property today, and I had this conversation with someone only 2 days ago where I'm saying, you've got a highly desirable home in a very desirable location.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for a very specific property to go to. They were looking to basically downsize from the 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom family home on the big block of land in a prime Brussels location, but they're looking to go to a retirement sort of village.
Yeah.
Only really limited spaces, but I'm saying a lot of the people who are buying into those are cash unconditional. So yeah. they've already sold the family home. They're ready to buy.
Mm.
You need to sell a house. So what I would suggest is get your photos, get your video, get everything taken. We can do the write up. And the second that the unit that you're interested comes up, you can say to the people, hey, our property's on the market. We can launch. All I need to do is call the agent and tell them to launch.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're on the market. The agent tells us that this house will sell within 7 to 14 days. And therefore, we have the confidence to move forward. Because remembering, you've got to convince the seller of that property to wait for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So they need confidence that you're not going to muck around and, you know, it's a month before you're even ready to come to market. It's no good.
So Steve's hot tip is be ready.
Be ready. Be ready to come to market. So if that means you have to get photos and video taken before you even list the house for sale, okay, if you've chosen your agent, I'm sure it would be NG Real Estate.
100%.
If you've chosen us as your agent, get us to organise the photos, do the video. We can have the write-up. You can peruse it all. Make sure you're happy with it. And the second you find the house that you want, we hit the launch button and you're on realestate.com.
Perfect.
That's my tip.
Excellent. So let's talk about rental properties. Mm-hmm. So how's the rental market looking in Ipswich in general?
Again, still very strong. Not the stupid, crazy demand that we had seen previously, but still obviously a high demand for the properties that do come to market. Fortunately, at NGU, we listed 14 new managements for the month of March. So we bought 14 new properties to market, plus the 700 or 800 we already have.
Yeah.
So there is a good supply still. There's not a mad, frantic rush. Of course, any good property in a really desirable area will have probably really high demand.
Yeah.
And it's still competitive.
Mm.
But there's still options for everyone out there. And the prices are... They're relatively steady.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so they're not cheap. They're not stupid dear. They're basically sitting fairly level.
Yeah. So in terms of somebody looking for a rental property, what would be your hot tip for renters?
Again, you've got to be prepared. So things like references, you need to fill out your applications in full, making sure that you've got all the relevant details that the property manager is going to want from you. Mm-hmm. If they have to chase you, and if there's any sort of delay, remembering in a competitive market, someone who's got all their, all their I's dotted and the T's crossed,
yep.
The information's right there, they're probably going to beat you because it just takes time for the property manager to chase you to get the information that they require to give to the owner.
Yeah.
So biggest tip is make sure your application is complete.
Yes.
And then that gives you the best chance.
Fantastic.
So, yeah. So, again, competitive market, but not impossible to get into.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good news.
Mm.
That's good news. So, is there anything new that's happening with NGU?
Yes. Obviously, our Brisbane West office opened on Monday.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So John Kulisic, he's my business partner in our Brisbane West office. So John and his wife, Brooke, have opened the Brisbane West office. So they're on Woogaroo Street in Forest Lake. So they're servicing, obviously, Forest Lake, Doolandella, Oxley, through the Centenary suburbs there.
Yeah.
So plenty of new scope. So we're heading down the down Ipswich Road towards Brisbane. So anyone wanting to move into those suburbs, give John and Brooke a call. They'd love to be able to help.
Yes.
You.
And I do know that John's still got listings here in the Ipswich area. So if John's the guy that you like, you can. It doesn't matter where you are.
No, that's right. So obviously John is still selling, definitely selling homes here in the Ipswich market. He's got current listings on the market that he's working very hard for his sellers right now. So if you've had any past dealings with John, he'd obviously love to hear from you again. But obviously John is going to meet a whole bunch of new sellers and buyers who are looking in those in the corridor between Ipswich right through to basically Brisbane.
That's great.
So he's centrally located to be able to help you.
That's amazing. So again, it doesn't matter where you are or where you're going, NGU has a solution.
Correct. We start from Toowoomba all the way. We've got four locations here in Ipswich. So we've got Brassall, Ripley, Carralee and Greater Springfield.
Yeah.
Now we've got obviously our Brisbane West office located at Forest Lake. And very soon we'll have an office on the Gold Coast at Broadbeach.
Oh,
but I'll talk to you more about that another time.
Oh, very exciting. I can't wait.
It is. We're very excited.
Very good. Well, I think that's pretty much everything we've covered off for today.
That is the market wrap for, obviously, Ipswich for the month of March 2024. Yep. Obviously, joined by Kira College from River 949. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now, for all the people at home, if you've enjoyed the content that we've basically talked about today, please subscribe to the link below. We'd love to hear from you. So any comments you've got, please feel free. If you'd like more information, stay tuned to On The Couch With Steve. We'll see you soon.